This is a HeadGum Podcast.
In 86, Anna Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time for Babysitter's Club.
More water.
More water?
More water.
Hey, Jack, I've had enough water.
Oh, that's a classic.
Hey, I know where you can get more water.
What, from the movie?
Piss in a thing and then crank a little lever and it'll turn into water.
Yeah, and that's water.
And that's
more water.
And that's from Men in Black. Yeah, we're back. We're not.
Men in Black,
we're
come
back
out
again, aren't we? Excuse me?
What year? Listen, open your fucking ears.
Okay.
What year did Men in Black come out?
Let me ask you this before you answer. What's it going to do for me to know that?
Well, I'm thinking about the film that we watched for this, season three of our podcast.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about how it felt to watch and what it looked like.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about Men in Black, and I'm thinking, Men
when
in Black
did that come
is
out?
Definitely from a
later
completely different era
later later
than the film we watched.
Later.
Just 2 years later, 97.
2 years. But so much had changed.
Isn't that amazing? Just
between
2 years.
Between
the film
and
we watched and Men
95,
in Black.
95, I was a know-nothing sophomore. 97, I was on my way to big old college. Man.
Wow.
I had become a man.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing the difference between you and me.
Yeah.
Amazing how much 5 years
yeah
in someone's life can change. 97? 97, I was 13.
Yeah.
I was beaten off all over the place.
Yep.
I wasn't even thinking about college yet.
No.
Thinking about how easy it would be to beat off if I was
okay,
college.
And that's the too much beating off talk. Hi, it's me, Jack, and your name is Tanner, and it's a Babysitter's Club, isn't it?
Club.
No, it's just a Babysitter's Club now.
That exists.
Well,
have we worked through the name?
We're the Babysitter's Club. It's a club where we talk about iconic babysitters. It's what we've always done.
Can I tell you what I'm nervous about?
What?
The Scholastic Liars coming after us.
Okay, yeah, that's
it exists.
A good point, yeah. But it's a total coincidence. We have a pretty strong claim. A stronger claim than the Babysitters do.
That's
they don't
true
talk about anything.
That's true. How about this?
Yeah.
The Babysitters Club.
Yeah.
Club.
Okay.
Presents.
Okay.
Babysitting.
Babysitting.
Enola.
Enola Holmes, who's in this one?
Yes, Enola
yes
Holmes is in this one from
yes
Stranger Things.
From Stranger Things. Yes, Enola Holmes from Stranger Things is in this. We're getting ahead of ourselves. I should say what we do, who we are. I'm Jack.
She likes waffles. She says, I like waffles.
Does she?
Uh-huh.
In Stranger Things.
I like waffles.
Great.
Just like the meme boy.
Okay, and I'm Jack.
My name is Tanner.
And we're the Babysitter's Club. Let's say club again.
Club presents.
Just because. And we present babysitting. And what we've always done and what we've always said we do from the beginning is talk about iconic instances of babysitting. We talked about the iconic instance of babysitting that is The Great Sitter's Cycle by Anna Martin, The Babysitter's Club, for 4 years. That was our season one. And then we talked about the iconic instance of babysitting that is The Mandalorian, and that was season two. That was last week, and now it's season three, and it's Walter World, isn't it?
Walter World.
Yes.
Everyone has seen the sequel to this film, I'm assuming.
Yes.
The Secret Life of Walter
Smitty.
Smitty? What's it called?
Smitty. I think it's Smitty is from The New Girl.
Secret World of Walter Mitty.
Yeah.
So this is a prequel.
Yeah.
To that film. And also was made many years before. This
yes
film was made in 1995. Secret World yeah of Walter Mitty, the sequel to Walter World,
yeah,
came out in 2013.
The Secret World of Walter Mitty is known as being one of the most expensive movies ever made.
Yeah.
And it's because they had to build this entire secret world, and nobody in the cast could find it.
Right. So they had to just keep hiring new people every day.
Yeah. And it's a boondoggle. It's a famous boondoggle.
It's a famous boondoggle.
Yeah.
Well, Secret World of Walter Mitty takes place many years after Walter World, where they've found the dry land.
Yes. And then it's Tom Hanks is in it.
No, Ben Stiller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's on dry land, and that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. We're talking about Walter World because it's a famous instance of babysitting. There is a lot of babysitting that happens in this novel. I'm excited to dive into it.
Yep.
We talk about babysitting. I think we've made this clear. Have we? Have we made it clear?
Made what clear? We talk about babysitting?
We talk about babysitting.
Yeah. It's the name of the fucking show.
It's the name of the show. We talked about Babysitter's Club. We talked about Mangalorean. Now we're talking about Walter World, and Walter, who's the main character in this, it's his world, babysits Enola Holmes from Stranger Things.
No one, yes. I like waffles. No one knows. They don't say Walter's name in the film. They just refer to him as.
They say he doesn't have a name. They call him Moody. Or the Mariner.
Marinade.
Marinade, yes. They call him the Marinade. Yes. Because he's marinating in his own piss, and I hate to have to say that, but it is true.
Well, at one point he marinates in a bunch of poop and dead bodies.
Yes, and that also.
Yeah.
We like to describe the book, but first we like to meet the cast. We're already doing that. Let's talk about some of the cast. Of course, there's Walter.
Yep.
It's his world. That's why the movie is called Walter's World. Did you know that this movie was originally called A Fish Called Walter?
Is that true?
Yeah.
So this is a sequel?
It was originally called A Fish Called Walter, but then they realized that it would be confusing.
This is a sequel to A Fish Called Wanda.
I don't know if it's a sequel. I think it was just because he's a fish in this, because he's got gills and he can swim.
Right,
and his name is Walter, and they were married to that. They were married to that. They spent millions of dollars just to get that name.
Right.
And it was a little bit of a boondoggle.
And I want to be clear. He is not a fish.
He's a fish.
Ichthyosapien.
Okay. Okay.
I think is what they call him. And then everyone calls him... he's an ichthyosapien, and everyone calls him Icky.
Walter Mitty. Icky.
Yeah.
Icky. Do they?
Yep.
Okay. Are you sure? Yeah. This isn't SpongeBob SquarePants or something?
No, ichthyosapien, which Jamie, when we were watching it, because she did watch it with me.
Okay.
She drew attention to the point that should Walter, played by Kevin Costner,
yes,
evolve?
Yes.
Gills and fish-like features, which he has.
He could be in the Cat Murder movie?
He would be in the Cat Murder movie. They wouldn't change the name of his genus. He would be Homo ichthyo, if anything. Okay. He wouldn't be ichthyosapien. That doesn't make any sense.
It would be smart fish. That's smart fish. That means smart fish. What's wrong with that?
No, it means fish smart.
No, it means a knowing fish. Sapiens is actually a participial form.
But fishes are already smart.
Are already smart.
That's your whole thing. You fucking bleeding heart vegan.
Yes.
You love fish.
They use tools.
The fish do?
Yeah. I've written a lot of propaganda about saving the fish. And so they can use tools and I think they're smarter than they like use like, they like get little sticks and stuff from the bottom of the ocean. Yes.
That's how it started.
And that's what this movie is about. He's a fish. We're still introducing ourselves to the cast, aren't we?
Kevin Costner was down at the bottom of the ocean. He was like diving for dirt one time, and he saw a fish using a stick, and he was like,
I could do that.
If that fish is smart enough to use a tool, that fish is smart enough to fuck. And then he went and
Okay.
I guess it was Kevin Costner's dad.
That was Kevin Costner's dad. They don't say who his dad is. They don't say whether his dad was a fish or not. Okay, we're learning who Kevin Costner's dad
Costner
is.
Kevin Costner's father is
boop, 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 boop,
William.
Boop. Okay. Costner.
So that was William Costner.
Yeah.
Fucked a fish.
Fucked a fish. Walter Mitty is the main character in this. He's a fish man. The film was originally called A Fish Called Walter. Obviously, they had to change it. Second character is a girl, a little girl. Her name is Enola Holmes.
Her name is Tina.
Excuse me?
Come get your ham.
Okay, this is now, I don't know what that is, and it's confusing to people. We're trying to say the names of the characters.
Tina.
Her name is Enola.
Come get your ham.
Who says that?
Napoleon Dynamite, idiot.
Okay.
Have you seen the film?
It's been a long time.
Well, do you remember his love interest in the film? Side
is
ponytail?
Gina?
It's Tina.
Okay.
Tina Majorina, and she plays Enola Holmes. And
does she?
Yes, God. And then
wait, in this movie?
In this movie,
the girl from Napoleon Dynamite plays Enola Holmes from Stranger Things.
In this movie.
Okay.
Yes.
There's a young
girl. And then Napoleon Dynamite says, "Tina, come get your ham." He's talking to a llama.
There's a young girl called Enola. Folks, I hope you watch the film.
You had better have.
Okay, now I'm going to introduce another character, and I'm going to try to be careful here. The third major character in this film is Gene Triplehorn from Basic Instinct. And I hate to have to say this, Tanner.
Okay.
I hate to have to say this. I want you to register that.
Gross. When you do a search for Gene Triplehorn in Google, it auto-completes measurements.
That is disgusting, and I hate to hear that. And, Tanner, it gives me no pleasure to report this.
Yeah.
But the reason – I'm a journalist, and the reason that they call her Gene Triplehorn is because she makes you triple horny.
Yeah.
And it gives me no pleasure to say this.
Right. I know
and
that
you want to talk about that a little
bit. I know how that affects you.
Yeah.
And I know that you don't like putting on the garb of horny Jack.
No, and I'm not. This isn't me for me to
no,
say.
No, I know. I know. Gene Triplehorn makes everyone triple horny. And if you've seen, and again, I pray that you watch the film with us this week.
Yeah, because she takes her clothes off in it.
She does take her clothes off. You can see her butt. And Kevin Costner looks at her butt and says, no, thank you.
No, thank you. Yes.
Hey, unless you got gills and fins and,
not
scales,
interested.
Not interested.
Yeah.
Takes after his daddy, William Costner. Gene Triplehorn.
Yeah.
I was hoping saying her name would stir whatever thought I was about to have about her. But it didn't. She made me triple horny.
Look, I don't want to say it. You don't want to say it. We're journalists here. It's a movie about babysitting.
Oh, the movie, Waterworld.
Yes.
I hope you watched it. I know you didn't have any. There was absolutely no indication.
Maybe we threw something in the Baby Nation Facebook group as a favor to everybody on 3 days before the episode came out.
Friday evening.
Yeah.
Hey.
Just so folks can have a chance.
No reason why, but, you know, just in case you're looking for something to do this weekend.
Watch Waterworld.
No reason not to.
Before we describe this film, don't worry, folks. If you haven't seen it or if you haven't seen it in a long time, we're going to describe it. But before we do, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is this the best movie ever made?
You know, I didn't expect to like it.
No,
I saw it when I was a young boy.
Yeah.
And loved it back then.
Mm-hmm.
I think I own some of the toys. God, really? I would love to pick up some of those toys.
God, I would love some Waterworld toys.
And I remember when I was a kid thinking, like, that owned Bones, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it.
And then sat down to watch it with my wife and watched the entire thing. And I turned to her and I said, that wasn't as bad as I was expecting it to be. And she said, it was much worse than I was expecting it to be.
What? What?
I think the problem is she wasn't as activated by some of the stuff, like Gene Triplehorn.
Yeah.
The fish stuff.
Yeah.
So, and you know what I mean by activated, right?
Triple horny.
Yeah. So, I don't think she really liked the fact that Dennis Hopper's eye was gone the whole time.
I didn't love the eye stuff. There's a lot of eye stuff in this movie.
A lot of eye stuff.
Okay, let me make a case. Let me make a case for you that this is the greatest movie ever made. And I'm deadly serious about this. I fucking love this. I liked it at the time. Even at the time, for folks who remember, and if you weren't alive when this movie came out, that's okay too. That's fine. You do you. But for folks who do remember when this movie came out, by the time it was out, there was a lot of hype about it, but it was mostly overshadowed by the fact that it was the most expensive movie ever made.
Yep.
And people felt that it was way over budget, and that really overshadowed how good the movie was. I remember going to see it and liking it and having the reaction, why is everyone talking about how expensive this movie is?
Why aren't they talking about how rad it is?
Indisputably owns.
Yeah.
I did not expect to have that same reaction to it upon rewatch. But this movie has, Tanner, allow me to tell you what this movie has in it. Have you looked up what you're looking up? Or?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was purchasing something for someone.
Okay. I wish you wouldn't do that.
Well, it's important.
Okay.
It's important.
Can we talk about what's in this movie and then you tell me whether it is the greatest movie of all time?
Yes.
Okay, ready?
I do need to finish making this purchase, but I am listening.
Okay. A good time to do that would be another time.
I want to make sure it is delivered on time.
Okay.
It needs to get where it's going by Saturday.
Is it the Charizard that Cyril's still waiting for?
Oh, I never bought that. Was I actually supposed to buy him one?
Well, you did say that you were going to.
Did you tell him I was going to?
He's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
And I won't. If you're genuinely telling me not
He's
to worry,
fine.
I'm not going to worry about it.
He's fine.
Okay.
Are you done on the internet?
Done.
Great. Ready?
Yep.
Here's what this movie has.
Remind me just really quickly.
Yeah.
What your address is.
Can I bleep it?
If you need to, yeah.
Because this is like really the definition of triangulation. It's.
And your name is Jack?
Yeah.
Shepherd?
Yeah.
It was already saved in my in my computer.
Great. I'd love to say what I was saying.
Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
This movie has water skiing battle boats. Pee drinking.
Yes.
Fishman.
Fishman named Wanda.
Jean Triplehorn and her bottom.
And her bottom, yep. And Tina.
A big shark.
Come get your ham.
And good. Clean.
Clean.
Baby.
Baby.
Sitting.
Sitting.
Fun.
Yes.
That's a lot to pack into two hours and 15 minutes.
So much good, clean babysitting fun. Yeah. Here's some of the things that the marinade does well.
Mm-hmm.
Cares for his, really gets to know his babysitting charge and cares for her deeply.
Yes.
Some things he does less well.
Yeah.
Throws her in the ocean.
He does throw her in the ocean. Yeah.
She can't swim.
She can't swim.
Lets her get kidnapped.
He does. Yeah. So this is a segment we have on the show that is called Babysitting Pros and Cons.
Yes.
And it's where we look into whether the babysitter, the main babysitter in the film, and as usual, much like in Babysitter's Club.
Now I'm actually done, and happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's my birthday on Saturday. Thank you.
I don't think it's going to get there until next Friday, but happy birthday either way.
Thanks. Yep. It was worth it. No, my birthday present is just knowing that after 10 minutes of me vamping, you're back kind of pseudo paying attention to what I'm saying.
Yep.
And that's all the birthday present I need. And so anything
else. Well, I got you another birthday present as well, so.
Okay. That's perfect. listen, we're doing a segment. It's called Babysitting Pros and Cons. Mm-hmm. And you've said a few. This is, to me, this is a tale of two babysitters. And it's the same guy. And it's Walter, the fish
Walter,
man.
Yes.
A fish called Walter. And he, at the beginning of the movie, for the first hour and a half of the movie, he's not good at babysitting. I'll throw out a few quotes that he says.
Yep.
35 minutes and 35 second mark.
Better call!
He says, referring to Jean Triplehorn from Basic Instinct,
who's speaking to Jean Triplehorn from Basic Instinct. Holding Enola
Holmes from Stranger Things.
And
the name of the child is Enola. They just call her Enola in the movie.
And she's holding her
over.
You make it sound pretty mundane.
Yeah, no, it's
but
not.
But she's holding her over a ledge, maybe, yeah. I'm going to say 100 feet up.
Yeah, and, he says, just drop her. And this is bad babysitting.
Yes, just drop her is a bad idea. She could die.
And then at the 41 minute and 50 second mark, Gene Triplehorn from Basic Instinct says to Walter from Walter World, are we going to dry land?
You and I
and
are.
Walter says,
kid, we've got to pitch over the side.
Right.
And again, that's not.
And then he does. He follows up on that promise.
And he does throw her in the water.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the first. Oh, here's another one. I'm not sure where to land on this. At the 52 minute and 35 second mark, he says, Enola asks him how many people he's killed. And he makes a funny joke.
Right.
Which I do think.
Including little girls.
Including little girls, which is nice because he's making a joke. But on the other hand, when she responds that he wouldn't be so ugly if he cut his hair, he does throw her in the water to die. Yeah, and she can't swim. And she almost dies.
She does almost die. And then Gene Triplehorn jumps in after her.
Yeah.
But he has a change of heart and he becomes best friends with her. And that's actually, that's one in the pro column. And he does save her from a maniac.
Though before he does that, he seriously considers trading her to a drifter in exchange for some paper.
Yeah, paper.
Yeah.
Which is like very valuable in this world.
Yeah, it's difficult. Really, if that happened in the Babysitter's Club, it would be different. If Claudia did that to Charlotte Johansson, like trading her to a drifter in exchange for paper.
Right, for a paper, yeah. I also like, kind of in that same scene.
Yeah.
He does murder a man in front of her.
He does murder
and
a man in
that,
front of
her. And I think if Claudia or Christy had ever murdered someone in front of one of their babysitting charges,
Christy kills a man in a fire.
Not in front of a charge.
No, I guess not. I'm trying to remember. It's Christy and the copycat. She burns a man in a shed, right?
Can I talk about someone who's maybe a little bit worse at babysitting than the Marinade?
You can, but let me put this to you before we do that. I do think we should describe this novel.
Okay, but I want to talk about these bad babysitters first. If Kevin Costner is the Babysitter's Club, these people are the babysitting agency.
Okay.
And here's some of their crimes that they did.
Okay.
Against babies.
Yeah.
Gave a baby a tattoo.
Okay.
Sent her away from dry land.
Mm-hmm.
Died.
And became skeletons.
And that's Enola's parents.
And that's Enola's parents. And this is an item of some controversy that we addressed a little bit last week. Can you babysit your own child? And you're not allowed to say it.
You're not supposed to say it. It's a
you're not supposed to say it.
You're violating a moray.
Because you're not getting paid.
Well, you're getting paid in something. You're not getting paid in anything tangible. But when I'm old, I'm relying on Miles to take care of me.
Yeah.
You know? Is that payment?
If
I take care of him now.
Yeah. So he takes you. And is he? Yeah. Okay.
When I'm in my 40s, 50s, he's got to be looking
after me. He's
got
to be looking after you.
Changing my diapers. You know?
Yeah. Why don't you describe the novel?
Why I do it?
Why don't you say the whole thing? And then we can draw on some of the stuff that happens that you say. So people who haven't seen this video novel. You ready?
Yes.
So you want me to put, what do we say, 80 seconds these days?
Yep, that's what we did last time. It seems fair.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to put 80 seconds on this big bad clock. During that time, you will describe every single thing that happens in this movie. A fish called Walter. Ready?
Yes.
Go.
The world is water. Thousands of years in Earth's future, nothing remains of civilization except for floating communities in the planet-wide ocean.
Okay.
Drifting alone on his catamaran is the Marinade, Walter Mitty. He takes up residence at a lonely atoll in the middle of the sea. where he meets Gene Triplehorn from
Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct. And Enola Holmes from Stranger Things.
Yes.
Before he can leave with a tomato plant, he's attacked by the smokers, including the guy from Speed.
Yes.
He leaves with Gene Triplehorn from Basic Instinct and Enola Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
He's pursued by the guy from Speed. He gets away. Oh, by the way, Enola Holmes has a map to dry land on her back.
And time.
But no one can read it. Oh, I was doing like cool sort of like
trailer voice. Yeah.
So maybe I get a little more time.
Sure.
Because I just like adding a little gravitas to it, you know?
Sure, I love it. I love it. It was going good. I was enjoying it.
Okay. He hates them.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Triplehorn and Enola Holmes. He tries to throw him off his boat, but he doesn't. And then Dennis Hopper catches him and steals the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to get her back, and an old man in a hot air balloon helps. And they board the Exxon Valdez.
It's true.
And they blow it up.
This movie fucking rules. It's so good. I swear to God. I'm not lying. I swear to God, this movie is awesome.
They blow it up, and then they go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which I think is supposed to be the top of Mount Everest.
And it looks great.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they discover Enola Holmes' dead parents there, and they decide to live there forever, except for the marinade, who must take back to the seas because he's a fish man.
He's a fish man, and he can't. When he stands on the land, it doesn't move right for him.
It doesn't move right, which is interesting. Yeah. And, you know, he says that there's a little moment of foreshadowing at the beginning of the film, Jack. I don't know if you noticed this, where he steps foot on the atoll.
Yeah.
And it kind of has to clunk his feet down a little bit on the hard floor because he's not used to.
Oh, interesting.
Something not kind of giving under his feet.
He hasn't got his land legs.
Yeah. Do you want to
do a quiz?
Recite the Babysitter's motto.
Oh.
Sure. Creed.
Didn't we vow that we would do this before every episode?
Recite the Babysitter's Creed?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Did we?
I think we did. But yeah, I'm down for it. Let's go for it.
Okay.
Then we'll take a quick break.
I have to find it real quick.
Okay. Last time it was a little different. In The Mandalorian, it's a little different. It says, I am the way. This is the way.
What do you mean? It's the same as always was.
Oh, was it?
I think so. And we're going to do it again.
On my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty. No, that's a Boy Scout oath. I'm trying to remember what the Babysitter's Club oath is. I guess you know it. Let's say it. We should have said it at the beginning. We should have said it up at the top.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, let's just do it. Yeah. We learned this in the Babysitter's Club.
Learned in the Babysitter's Club. And affirmed it last week.
Say kind of a version of it in The Mandalorian.
Yeah. And then we'll just do it again. And we'll do it along with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You start. Get us going, and I'll just kind of come along with you. Yep.
Bones to berries.
Bones to berries.
Veins to vines. These tendons to trees. This blood to brine. Too old she was. This woman does leave us. Recycled and destroyed. In the presence of the game who leads us. And it's the Babysitter's Club.
Oh,
we do it every
week.
Do
it every single week, don't we? Yes.
We have been for a long time.
A long time now.
Yep.
So
I'm glad we did that.
And
I eat farts. Fuck. Dang, you got me.
It sounds like you got yourself, man. It's just a weird thing to say. It is a weird thing to suddenly say about yourself after we've done this kind of solemn oath and this solemn invocation. Unfortunately, we don't have time to dwell in that wonderful space, because what I think we should do is take a break and then do the traditional quiz that we do, where we do a quiz.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, let's take a quick break. I'm going to get some more wine. And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey, everybody. It's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under. Both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign. And a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Tanner, let me describe a piece of media to you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
An exciting sea voyage goes off the rails when shipmates begin to mutiny. A young girl is lost and a group of strange and dangerous boys cause trouble. Eventually, our heroes make their way to a magical land where they do a big kiss. What is that?
Walter World.
Nope! It's Babysitters on Board, Super Special Number 1, the Babysitters Club.
Who does a big kiss?
I think Claudia and Timothy.
Huh. I don't remember that.
They go to Disneyland.
If that is true, and I'm not saying it is.
Yeah.
That would mean Claudia was the first one to do a kiss?
No, Babysitters on Board happens long after Marianne and Logan are dating.
I don't know if that's true. It's not.
And also, Claudia, we know from the summer before.
Oh, right.
Almost certainly did a big kiss with them.
And how quickly and easily it is to forget some of these trollops.
I don't
come and go from the Babysitters Club girls' lives.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know who you never forget though?
Gene Triplehorn. No, I wouldn't.
Basic Instinct.
I remember that. I want to be very careful about this because it gives me no pleasure.
Yeah.
But I did.
Well,
when
it did when you were a younger man. Am I right?
As soon as I put on this movie, I was like, queued this movie up and like the credits rolled and I just like had this like picture in my mind that was emblazoned there from 1995 when this came out of Gene Triplehorn standing on the boat and it's her butt is there also.
It's just like it's such an unsexy scene. It's just her like standing kind of like there. Arms slumped like afraid of what's going to happen with her like
butt.
But
it was famous at the time, wasn't it? I've prepared a quiz for you, Tanner.
Yes.
And it's called...
I love quizzes. I'm Quizmaster.
Is this a quote from Babysitters on Board or Walter World?
Yep. Or Walter Mitty.
Or Walter Mitty. And you didn't do such a good job last week, so I'm going to need you to put your thinking
cap on. Last week was very tricky.
Yeah, and this week's pretty tricky, too. So I'm going to read a series of quotes for you, and you can tell me whether they are from the first Babysitter's Club super special, Babysitters on Board, or whether they are from this film that we just watched, Walter World.
Okay.
Ready. Quote number one. Timothy and I watched in silence. When the last boom had sounded, Timothy cupped my face in his hands and gently kissed my lips.
Okay. You did just say minutes ago that Timothy was the name of the boy that Claudia kissed in Babysitter's Club Super Special number one, Babies on Board.
Mm-hmm. Babysitter's on Board.
And that's my final answer. Locking my answer in.
Wrong. This is from Walter World. It's a scene when Walter and Gene Triplehorn from Basic Instinct jump off the boat to escape the Smokers, who is a group of bad boys run
by
the guy from Speed. And she says, I can't breathe. I won't be able to breathe underwater. And he says, I'm a fish man, and so I can kiss your lips and make you breathe with my kissing.
CO2.
And that's says,
do you breathe CO2? He says to her. She says, no oxygen.
No.
He said, oh. This Ooh. May not work then.
Okay, you're 0 for 1. You're ready for your next question. There are only 4 questions in this quiz. Ready?
Yep.
Question number 2.
What if we need a tiebreaker? You shouldn't do even number quizzes.
I know. I just ran out of stuff.
Okay.
Ready?
You might have to come up with a tiebreaker on the fly.
I'll see what I can do. You know, I've got 6 grandchildren, all boys, great kids. But if I had a granddaughter, I'd want one just like you. This is from Babysitters on Board, Super Special number 1, or Walter World.
Guy from Speed kind of has grandpa energy.
Mm-hmm.
Little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Old man in the hot air balloon has grandpa energy for sure.
There's an old man in the hot air balloon in this. He's one of the babysitters in this video novel.
Walter World.
Correct. This is what Pirate Dennis Hopper, the guy from Speed, says when he kidnaps Enola Holmes from Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 6 grandchildren, all boys, great kids, but if I had a granddaughter, I'd want one just like you.
Yep.
Okay, question
the D's.
Number...
That's what they call the boat. That's what they call the X-Men of all D's. They call it the D's.
Question number 3.
You know who I like?
Okay.
That little old man who's in like the boat in the like oil tank, in the like chamber full of oil.
Yeah, okay.
Not oil. Go juice.
There's a guy in this book who lives in the bottom of the ship, which is the Exxon Valdez, and we will talk about this.
And they reveal that at the end.
They reveal it in the middle in a way that is sneaky.
By showing the captain?
Yeah.
I thought that was very weird, and I was like, I bet this was very funny in 1995.
I looked it up. So this is a sidebar. We'll come back to the quiz. But the captain, there's like a moment where the guy from Speed turns to look at this like photo on the on the wall of his ship.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of the guy.
St. Joe.
He says like, Saint "All right, St. Joe." Close.
After centuries of shame.
Joseph Hazelwood.
And I looked it up. I was like, this seems like a real person because it looked like a photo of a man. And it is they don't explain it at all, but it is Joseph Hazelwood who was the captain of the Exxon Valdez. It's like such a fuck you to that dude.
It's also like it puts this movie, this novel, in like a weird place in time where it's like alternate history.
Yeah.
Where like the end of the world and the flooding of the earth happened before the Exxon Valdez crash in whatever year that was, 1990.
It's possible that it happened shortly after.
After the events of this film?
No, it's possible that the end of the world happened shortly after the Exxon Valdez crash.
But the Exxon Valdez didn't...
But it's all fucked up. Like, they could have salvaged it from the ocean.
Oh, I guess. I thought like the whole thing about like it ran aground. Like there's no way that thing's floating again. Also, wasn't the captain drunk?
So this is like I did a little bit of research into this. Apparently, Joe Hazelwood proved in some way that although he had a massive problem with drinking on the job, he wasn't drunk during the crash.
Right. Okay.
But it's a weird, it's also like that's so 90s because it's like throwing that into this movie, which is like a dystopian, like Mad Max future. And it's like the one thing that connects it to the world that we live in. It's like you have to know who Joe Hazelwood is.
There's lots of things connected to the world we live in. There's that city they visit under the ocean.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Jamie and I were trying to figure out what city it was. It's pretty difficult to tell. It's
tough
fairly
to say.
Nondescript city.
Yeah, it's nondescript. They find like maps and shit in there.
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing about that is the main currency in Walter World.
Yeah,
is dirt.
Dirt and piss and resin.
Dirt and piss and resin, which I don't even know what resin is.
I don't know. I think it's like oil, probably.
And
it's some kind of fuel. Yeah, and go juice, which is oil. Oh, yeah, you were saying that guy, there's a guy who...
Oh, sorry, let's bounce back.
Lives in the bottom of the... So we're two layers deep. So we're kicking up a layer of Inception.
Well, let me finish my thought about dirt.
Okay, that's great.
Walter can just
finally
dive down
like
and grab all the dirt he wants.
Yeah, okay.
Anytime, because he's got gills.
Right, but that's...
So why isn't he, like,
he does
a rich man?
Is. He does and is.
Okay.
But he probably in the
gets
film.
Too busy... You know what the problem is? He dives down to get some dirt.
Yeah.
Fish catches his eye.
Oh, that's what it is. Hachi
machi.
That's what it is. Okay.
Right?
He is doing fine. He has the best ship in the fucking parsec.
His ship is cool as hell.
Right?
Yeah.
Did the Kessel run in 5 parsecs.
I'm not sure how fast he did the Kessel run.
Listen, we're going to kick up a layer and we're going to talk about this character who lives in the bottom of the Exxon Valdez and he's like white. Like pure white because he hasn't seen the sun in
like a ghost.
A couple of decades, and the mean cop from Speed like often like opens up a
porthole,
little porthole, and looks down at him and says like, "How much go juice we got?" And the guy's like, "Not much." And it looks like he lives down there.
4 feet of go juice, sir.
He has the line of the movie, which is that Walter from The Secret Life of Walter Mitty blows up the whole ship by dropping a flare into the oil, and when the guy sees that that's happening, he goes,
"Oh, thank God!"
Before he's consumed by
flame. It's like super relatable.
He was my favorite.
Let's kick up one more layer. I've got 2 more quiz questions for you. You're 1-1. Is this from the? Is this outfit from? The Secret Life of Walter Mitty or Babies on the Boat. Ready? I put on my new blue and white bikini and over that a pink sundress with spaghetti straps at the shoulders and big blue buttons down the front. Then I accessorized. I tied a pink and blue scarf around my waist, knotting it in the middle, adding my snake bracelet and feather earrings, wound my hair up on top of my head, and finally put on these white sandals with long laces that you crisscross up your legs and tie in a bow.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
Because everything you're describing is like beachwear.
Mm-hmm.
And while there aren't any beaches in Walterworld...
Yeah.
It is a world covered in water.
And people wear beachwear.
And people wear beachwear. Or
and
like
snake
not,
bracelets.
Like, they wear a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Most people are in like weird, like patchwork, sort of like, it looks like Harlequin sort of like.
Yes.
Outfits.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe, but. And then there's a. Guy from Speed who wears like a leather jacket covered in medallions and like a big red cape.
He looks great.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if anyone was wearing the outfit you describe. I'm going to say Babysitter's Club.
Trick question. This is from The Mandalorian.
Fuck me. Sounded so familiar.
It's what Wrestle Lady wears when she and Mango fight Hatless Vader's troops.
Right.
And that's what Wrestle Lady wears in the Mangalorian. God. Trick question. That was unfair.
Yeah. She's an anti-masker.
That was unfair. We'll leave that out. You're 1-1. I'm not going to mark that against you. So this is for the win.
Okay.
And it's so the final question of the quiz. It was a three-question quiz. That was a trick. Ready? Final question. Is this from Babies on Board or Secret Life of Walter Mitty? Are you ready?
Yep.
Nothing's free in Waterworld.
Okay. Now, lot of big clues in that one.
Yeah.
Nothing's free in Waterworld.
Mm-hmm. More water.
Now, was it a trick? Is it from Men in Black? Final answer, Men in Black.
Incorrect.
God, fuck me. I thought you were doing another trick on me.
It's from Babysitters on Board. This is something Watson says to Karen when she asks if she can have some ice cream at the Blizzard Beach Water Park in Disney World when they get to
Disney
World.
You know what they should do?
Yes.
Sequel to Walter World.
Yeah.
Watson World.
Watson World.
That sounds good, right?
A fish called Watson.
A fish called Watson. Mark Forrestein can do it.
Wow.
And we're attached. To write? Mark?
Yeah, no, we're... Please, Mark.
Mark.
Guys.
You know what our friend Sochi told me?
What?
In so many words?
Yeah.
Babysitter's Club.
Yeah.
Netflix show.
Mm-hmm.
Renewed.
Yeah.
Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Keep checking my email every day.
Yeah, I've been checking the old email as well.
Wondering, you know, when.
I mean, they're going to.
Are we going to get the nod?
Need us, aren't they?
I think they'll. I mean, I don't know how they're going to shoot our scenes.
Yeah.
Without us.
We're going to have to be there.
Yeah. So, Sochi, I don't know if you still listen. I know you did listen at one point, but if you can, you know, just kind of help us get to the bottom of this.
No, I'm sure that Sochi
figure out when we're needed
on set. World episode, a film that came out 10 years before she was born.
Yeah. Naya.
Lucy.
Lucy. Everyone else, please do.
Please just shoot us an email because we have to coordinate our travel.
We have to plan around a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So
we might be attached to some other projects by then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we want to give you a first look.
Get in while the getting's good, you know?
Yeah. We might do season 3 of The Mangalorian. It's coming up because they loved what we said about their show. And I think if they do a sequel to Walter World, that now is
we're
likely
shoo-in for that, right?
To be it. We'll be one of the fishmen. Right. I wanted to say something about this show.
Okay.
The bad guys are called the Smokers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mean cop from Speed.
Yeah.
And
the reason they're called
the Smokers is because they traded in so much camel cash for speedboats, isn't it?
Right. Jet skis. That was one of the prizes you could get with camel cash was jet ski, yeah. And they have a lot of jet skis.
And that's another way that it is connected to our world, isn't it? Because they all smoke cigarettes.
They do a cool thing with the jet skis.
Yeah.
God, this movie's so good.
It rules.
Where the jet skis live underwater.
Yeah.
And then like pop up and do jet skis.
Yeah,
it's so cool. They like hide underwater in a way that I don't quite understand.
And they like tie the jet ski. They tie them back, and then they cut the ropes,
and then they pop up. And then they also do water skiing in a way that's very fun and aggressive.
Yeah,
and like violent.
Yes,
violent water skiing.
It rules.
I know what you're thinking. That doesn't sound cool, but it's cool as hell.
Well, this brings me to a segment, and it's our final segment of the night.
Okay,
and it's called.
I gotta go to school. 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 I gotta go to school.
Cool school, yeah.
And we talk about what's cool and what's not. And
right.
I'm the professor here at Cool School.
And I'm the dean of the college.
Okay. And I'm just a professor and I'm in your office. Mm-hmm. And I'm Professor TikTok.
Yes, and I am
Dean. The old dean, and you're Dean...
Britannica.
Encyclopedia Britannica, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Dean. Hey, I'm sick of your curriculum.
This curriculum was developed over many years, decades ago, young man.
I'm trying to teach these kids what's cool and what's not.
You know what's cool, Professor? What was your name?
TikTok.
Flip-flop. I'll tell you what's cool.
What?
A good education.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, Dean. I want to ask you a favor.
Yes.
I want to teach these kids about some of the cool stuff that happens in Walter World.
You mean our inevitable future?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I run some of the cool stuff that happens in Walter World by
you? Know?
Yeah.
I'm a scholar.
Yes.
My name is Dean Britannica.
One of the greats.
If all the polar ice caps melted,
mm-hmm.
I believe there would still be plenty of dry land. A lot less, certainly. But
not just
Everest.
It
would cover all the world except for the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, well, that's not what happens in Walter World.
Uh-huh.
And it's not cool to think about.
Right.
Is it? It's cool to think about. Let me put it to you this way.
Yep.
It's cool to think about we stop it and everything's fine. And it's kind of cool.
Stop what? They don't even get into what
it is. The polar ice caps and stuff. And it's cool, and the rising sea levels. It's cool to think about it's the future and only Mount Everest is the only piece of land.
What's underwater jet skis?
Not cool is what you said.
Right. Okay.
Which is like kind of slowly there's less land and it's just a bummer.
Right.
And this is, I will remind you, cool school.
Cool school, yep.
Tell me, Dean, what is cooler? I'm going to give you three things.
Uh-huh.
Is this cool? Walter attaches a grappling hook to a wire and uses it as a zip line to careen into an airplane and stop it from taking off. Just as the ship blows up behind him, the Exxon Valdez explodes behind him.
Yeah.
That's a cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
That's cool.
Okay. Here's the second thing that I thought was very cool in this movie. Walter attaches a rope to his foot and jumps out of a hot air balloon.
Then
he says, "Tie this off," to his friend, the old man, before the man ties it off, but still jumps out of the air balloon and then invents bungee jumping in the future.
He invents bungee jumping, yeah.
And saves Enola Holmes.
Very cool. And I remember back in the 90s, I was a young man, but I do remember bungee jumping being very popular. And I'm wondering now,
if it was
it Walter World?
Yeah.
Did they make it popular?
They invented it.
Right.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Here's the third thing, and I hate to say it's not from Walter World, but those two things did remind me of it. Christian Bale jumps out of a helicopter with an axe to kill a dragon in Rain of Fire.
Right. That was cool as hell.
That's cool as hell.
Is Rain of Fire in any way a babysitting movie? Because I would love to revisit that film.
I was wondering that myself as I thought about this. Because if we could find, because there's probably some babysitting in it.
Yeah.
And I truly love that movie.
Do you know what I like?
Yeah.
The Marinade has a boat.
Yeah.
It's a cool boat.
It's a great boat. It's a catamaran.
It's not, I wouldn't call it big.
No, it's not. It's too small for three.
I would say you can get from corner to corner.
Yeah.
In 30 steps.
Okay.
It would take all of 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But he has rigged up this rope to the mast.
Yeah.
So that if he ever needs to get to one part of the boat,
which is zip line,
slightly quicker.
Yeah.
He kind of puts his foot in this loop in the rope swings around.
That's cool.
And they show it about 8 times.
Yeah.
Him doing this little like rope swing trick to get around his boat a little quicker.
It's so good.
They're very proud of it in the film.
Oh, I love it. And I like a thing I was thinking about it, that is definitely true. He does a really good job with it in a way that it is clear that Kevin Costner spent hours practicing.
I thought about that a lot.
Move of that.
Because Kevin Costner is not in shoes this entire film. No one wears shoes.
Someone steals his shoes pretty early on, too.
Yeah. Right. He has boots.
Yeah.
He has ski boots.
Someone takes his ski boots.
A lot of scenes, you see literally Kevin Costner climbing up like rusty metal in his bare feet.
His bare webbed feet. Because his dad fucked a fish.
Right.
And I hate to have to say that.
Well.
Yeah.
Hate to have to say the truth.
Yeah.
William Costner.
Yeah.
Hell of a film, Jack. I loved every minute of it. They eventually do find their way to Hawaii and live happily ever after, except for the marinade, who goes on his marinade.
He leaves pretty quickly. The
motion of the ocean.
He says the motion of the ocean.
Says it's not the size of your boat, it's the motion of the ocean.
Yeah.
Is what he says to.
Yeah. But he means it
Gene
literally.
Triplehorn.
Because Gene Triplehorn is like, I'm triple horny for you. And he's like, well, I'm actually, when I said it's not the size of your boat, it's the motion of the ocean, what I meant was I'm going to get on my boat and I'm going to leave.
Right.
And I'm not even going to wait for like a couple days.
Yeah, I'm going now.
Because it's Walter's world.
Yeah. You know what I would do if I were him?
Yeah.
Guardian. I get it. You're a boatman and you're a fishman and you need to be on a boat. You need to be on the ocean.
Yeah.
Why not just go in a big circle around the island and keep the smokers from coming and finding
Fuck yes. Yeah. Steal their camel cash.
Steal their camel cash. And that's what was in the bottom
of
the Exxon
Valdez. Yeah, one of those cool Joe Camel jackets.
There's an old man down there just keeping an eye on the stores of camel cash.
That's the go-juice.
This is what keeps the whole world moving in the near future.
Yeah. There's a lot of babysitting in this.
Too much.
There's too much babysitting. Everyone's trying to babysit Enola Holmes.
Everyone is desperate to babysit Enola Holmes, except her parents, who do drive her away.
Her parents drive her away and die, and they're skeletons. Then Gene Triplehorn from Basic Instinct babysits her. And for a while, I thought it was her mom. But I think she's got to be our
bug of the week. Okay.
Don't you think?
Yep.
Because I hesitated to say her as babysitter of the week because I thought it was her mom, and there's this whole thing where you can't say you're a babysitter if it's your child.
And well,
everybody
and
says it.
She does do a lot of stuff.
But it's not her mom. It's her friend.
She does.
And she's babysitting.
She does the whole thing about dropping her off the big ledge. She does let Kevin Costner cut her hair off. Kevin Costner's got a thing about cutting hair off.
He cuts both of their hair off. I had marked that as good babysitting. It's good to give the baby a haircut.
That is actually true. Yeah. She does almost let Enola Holmes get captured by a pervert.
Mm.
And then she does let her get captured by psychopaths.
Right. Yeah. But not for lack of trying. It's not negligence that, like, it's bad luck.
No, it's pretty gross negligence. They go on, like, a romantic undersea journey together to some underground city.
Oh, and they do
and
the
when
kissing.
They surface, and then they do the kissing. And when they surface,
right.
Dennis Hopper has taken command of their boat and stolen the girl.
Okay, I'm going to take it back. It's not Babysitter of the Week. Babysitter of the Week is...
I think it's the long-haired gentleman who's sort of in charge of babysitting her when she's under Dennis Hopper's care.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's called the Nord. The Nord.
The Nord. The Noid.
The Noid, yeah.
From Pizza Hut. Yeah. I named him Bad Babysitter.
Well, that is a mistake because he's actually...
Yeah, and it sounds like that's a mistake. Well, can I make some points about why I think he's bad?
Yeah, if you feel like you've got a good case against him.
At the 1 hour and 43 minute mark, Enola Holmes says to him, she's been kidnapped by him, and she says of Kevin
Costner.
He's not
a freak, and he can take you anytime.
He's really dangerous. He even kills little girls.
He's killed dozens of people and doesn't have any mercy or anything. Even kills little girls.
And then Bad Babysitter, or the Noid, as you call
him,
says, implying that
he has
killed the little girls.
Well.
And what's your counterpoint?
We weren't there. We don't know why he killed the little girl. Maybe the little girl was trying to kill him.
Yep.
It's the future.
Yeah.
It's cutthroat.
Yep.
That kind of stuff can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not willing to pass judgment on this man. Only God can judge him.
Okay.
Annoyed.
It's not a great counterpoint. You maybe have defended the point, but you have not made a case for why he's a good babysitter. But he is one of the people who does babysit.
Steals pizzas.
That's the annoyed.
Kids love pizzas.
That's annoyed. There's a.
Wouldn't you be so excited if your babysitter stole a pizza for you?
Yeah, but that doesn't happen in this film. There is a Nintendo game. There's a Nintendo game called Avoid the Noid, and it fucking rules. Like for 8-bit Nintendo.
Why would you want to avoid him? He's got pizza. Remember Bad Andy?
He like makes the pizza.
Remember Bad Andy?
No. No, stop it. He's Googling.
Shut up.
I don't want this. No, I don't want this. I didn't want to be talking about the Noid in the first place.
Shut up.
Honestly, genuinely didn't want to be talking about the Noid.
Bad Andy.
What is it?
Shut up, man.
What is it? Say it.
You're such a pill. Oh, can you enable screen sharing?
No, why? What? Show me.
Did you enable screen sharing?
Yes!
I'll show you then.
Show me.
He's the new Noid.
What?
And by new, I mean 2001.
Oh, it's a bear? With a
bear, he's an Andy, bad Andy.
Busy, but we still make all of our pizzas by hand.
At Domino's, our pizzas are made by hand.
It's a bet. I don't get it. What does he do? Why is Pizza Hut so obsessed with?
Call Domino's now and get two large one-topping.
Or is it
Domino's?
Why is Domino's so obsessed with like villains who are trying to ruin their pizza?
Did you get it? You get the premise?
No, what's the premise?
Bad Andy.
Yeah.
Good pizza.
He's just a guy.
He's not a guy. He's like an Andy.
The Noid. Here's the thing about the Noid, and I fucking hate that you've baited me into talking about this. The thing about the Noid.
You remember Moon Babies?
No, I'm talking.
From Quiznos?
I'm talking. The thing about the Noid, and apologies to Sochi. Please do cast us on the show. But the Noid is not for you. You don't know what it was. It's not in your lore.
Look it up.
Look it up. The thing about the Noid is the Noid referred to a type of thing that we didn't know was a type of thing until the Noid existed. But when once the Noid came onto the scene, it really was a thing where it's like when pizza gets soggy, I think.
That's the Noid?
That's what the Noid is.
I thought the Noid just stole pizzas.
No, it's not like Trix Bunny. Look at me. Don't look it up. Don't look it up. Look at me, because I'm telling you. I'm telling you. What the Noid...
God,
the Noid
sucks to look at.
The Noid represented a type of thing. And that type of thing is when pizza gets, like, soggy and bad.
Yes.
The Noid was a metaphor.
Yes.
People don't remember that. It wasn't a guy. It was a metaphor.
Jesus, Jack.
Yes.
Do you know about the Noid?
Yes, I know about the fucking Noid.
Do you know why the Noid stopped?
Why?
Because a man named Kenneth Lamar Noid thought the ad campaign was a personal attack on himself and entered a Domino's restaurant in Georgia armed with a Magnum handgun and held two employees hostage for 5 hours.
Huh.
And Domino's was like, okay, that's enough of the Noid.
That is enough of the Noid. That's enough of the Noid.
What a hell of a... Is this... Did someone make this up? Like, I'm reading this Wikipedia article, and apparently the owner of Domino's gave him $100,000 and a white limousine as a getaway vehicle.
What?
Is this true? Did someone hack this Wikipedia page?
This is hacked.
That cannot be true.
You have 5 seconds to bring this back to the plot of Waterworld.
What?
And or the concept of babysitting, which is what our show is about. And if you fail in 5 seconds, I'm going to wrap up the show.
Okay. I have nothing. I'm just, I'm in another world now, Jack. I want to do a whole episode just about the Noid.
Two.
Because what a story. One. What a roller coaster.
That's it. We don't talk about the Noid. We talk about babysitting. We talked about.
You know the Moon Babies?
No. What's
from
that?
From Quiznos?
What is it?
I like our stuff.
We yeah, talked I know about what it before. That is. Yeah.
That's that good.
Is. What? That
ads
what?
Just used to be better, right?
Yeah, ads used to be better. Avoid the Noid was so good that they made a fucking video game out of it. And cool I loved spot. It. We have to go. We cool What spot. We do is we talk about iconic instances of babysitting.
There was a 7-Up commercial in the 90s, and for some reason, something in my brain the other day dislodged just a little bit to unlock a deep-seated memory.
Yeah.
Where a song from a 7-Up commercial from maybe 1997
yeah.
just suddenly popped into my head.
Is that when they were, it was like the spot?
And it was like, it's an up thing. They're
it's
like,
an up thing.
It
Fuck.
Is cool, it is wild, it is great. It's an up thing. Do you remember that?
It's the way it makes you feel. It's the lift that you get. It's a rhythm in your step, cause it's cool and it's wonderful and it's lemon and lime. It's an up thing. Does it every time. Yeah, it's an up thing. It's clear and it's wonderful and it's totally fine.
It's an up thing. Yeah, fuck yeah.
It just like it just came rushing back.
That sucks, man.
That's what a hellscape we live in.
That's
what a capitalist hellscape we live in. Anyway,
not
do buy the merch.
Please do buy our merch. I guess we're leaving. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, so much for bearing with me.
You're welcome.
I would like to thank the Baby Nation for bearing with us. As we've always said, what we do is every season we talk about a new instance of babysitting that is iconic.
What are we talking about next season?
And first season we talked about Babysitter's Club. Second season, which was a little bit shorter, we talked about Mandalorian. And this season we talked about the Marinade, and it's the Walter World. Yeah. And next season... What do you think?
Should we just decide now so that Baby Nation can?
Yeah, no,
along.
We should say what it is so folks can
Let's
listen.
Consult
along.
The list.
I say Kindergarten Cop.
You want to do another film?
Consult
we just
the
did
list.
A film.
We've had and friends. Now is a good time for us to say, make your suggestions.
Yeah, suggest something to us. No,
suggest
let's
something
read,
to us.
Let's read this. Are you on the list?
Tweet at us or. Put it in the Baby Nation Facebook group, which you can find on Facebook, and you should join it.
Are you in the list now?
Or email us. Somebody emailed us with a great suggestion, which I'm definitely fucking going to do. I'm on the list now. But make suggestions.
I think we should read the thing that I have highlighted.
Okay. You want to read this novel?
Yes.
By next week. How long is it?
Not that long.
Okay. I'll do it.
I bet we can get that read in a week.
Okay, so next week we're going to be discussing The Road by Cormac McCarthy. Are you sure there's babysitting in it? I've never read it.
It's just about babysitting. Well, it depends. Can a parent babysit their own kid?
Well, that's a fucking question.
And we'll debate it next week when we read okay. The Road by Cormac
Fine.
McCarthy.
Next week we're reading The Road by Cormac McCarthy. God have mercy on us all. Please keep listening to our show. We love you so much and we kiss you so much. We're doing our best here. So you've got a week to read
you've
The
got
Road.
A week
so
to
do
read
we.
The Road.
So do yeah. we.
And so do we. So don't
get used to it.
Don't weep for me.
Don't weep for me. please keep listening to our show. My name is Jack Shepherd. Your name is
Tanner
Greenring. Please subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCC podcast. It's more traditional Babysitter's Club type babysitting.
Would I say that it's more traditional? I would say it's more subversive.
It's more subversive.
I'd say it's a little edgier.
Yeah. It's more Anna Martin-y.
Ooh, yeah.
It's just $5 a month. Jesus. That's not a lot, guys. That's not a lot. I was going to say $5 a week. It's $5 a month. That's not a lot. You get a whole episode every week. Please do subscribe. It's a great way to support our show. It's a great way to keep us going. You also get a good thing that we do, and we sing the descriptions. That's all I'm going to tell you now. What I'm now going to say, finally, is that my name this week has been Jack Alexander Shepherd.
My name's Tanner Greenring.
This week we read a novel that was called Walter World.
Walter World.
We loved it. We hope you liked it too. Next week, we're going to be reading Cormac McCarthy's The Road. This better be about babysitting because I don't know anything about
what a show we've been.
This is all Sarah's fault. This is Sarah's fault. She's opened up a real can of worms for us here. Tell us what are other babysitting properties that we can talk about.
The Road is a 2006, a post-apocalyptic novel by American writer Cormac McCarthy. The book details the grueling journey of a father and his young son over a period of several months. Does that sound like babysitting to you, Jack?
It does if you'll allow the dads can babysit their
own
sons.
And that is what we will debate next week.
Yeah. It's controversial. Mm. In the meantime, all that remains for me to say is that I've already said who we are.
Me too.
Please remember to round off the corners in your bedroom, drown all your dolls, call your senator, demand your right to bear time. Do not forget to let Daddy loves you as much as I do.
We should probably incorporate some of the stuff from these creeds, right? Berry to blood.
What's a thing from this?
Berries to blood.
Berries to blood? Does he say that?
That's in the Babysitter's Club motto.
Oh, yeah. Berries to blood.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you write it down and send it to me because I'm not going to remember it. Berries to blood.
This is the way.
This is the way. Claudia's wearing a bra now. And the way she talks, you would think that boys had just been invented.
We didn't do a guide this week.
A guide?
Yeah, we had a whole written guide last week for...
Oh, I know. I made one for myself.
Oh, okay. Perfect. That's great.
Do you want me to share it with you?
Nope.
Okay. One.
Two.
Three.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.